From tests to T20, William Hill InPlay Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. InPlay Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Yes, hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We'll be taking a look at two of the games coming up from the Cricket World Cup. We'll be looking ahead to the West Indies taking on Ireland and also New Zealand playing Scotland. We'll look forward to them in due course. Sam Norris here with you on the podcast, and joining me to take a look at the matches is James Butler. How are you, James?
I'm very well, Sam, thank you.
Good stuff. Couple of shorties, really, when you're looking at the games here. These are games that the West Indies and New Zealand should win with relative ease, would you say?
They should do. We've seen so far in the World Cup, and we were just watching in the office that India have just beaten Pakistan. So far, the World Cup has gone to plan. The higher-ranked teams have got the victories over the lower-ranked teams. But I actually sense there's going to be an upset at some stage during this group competition. And I think if it's going to come in any of these two games, I fancy New Zealand to beat Scotland quite comfortably. But I think West Indies against Ireland is where the upset might come. West Indies have been in a little bit of disarray. Their selection for this tournament has been questionable, to say the least, leaving the likes of Kieran Pollard out of the squad. They rely very heavily on two or three players. And if those players don't fire against Ireland, Ireland are a very good side. They're an affiliate nation. They're a so-called minnow in this tournament. But they're a very well-organised outfit and have some potential match winners in there. We've seen in the past that minnows in the World Cup have triumphed over their stronger opposition. Ireland, only a matter of a couple of World Cups ago, beat England. And Kevin O'Brien is playing in this World Cup for Ireland, features again against the West Indies. It could happen, and I think the West Indies will be very concerned about the prospect of playing Ireland first up. They'll like to have got a couple of matches under the belt, got into the tournament, and then faced Ireland when they were at full steam. Ireland can take the West Indies tonight.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I mean, they're not the whipping boys that they once were, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Ireland, it's 1-4 the Windies, 3-1 Ireland. Could you play them on the outright at 3-1, or are you looking elsewhere?
I think I could. I mean, I wouldn't put a lot on it.
Yeah.
But I think if you want in any of these group games, if you want a minnow to take on a major team and beat them and have a good sniff at 3-1, then this is your bet. Ireland are capable of beating the West Indies. I mean, you've got Chris Gayle in the West Indies batting lineup. Yeah. You've got Marlon Samuels in the West Indies batting lineup. The bowling attack is half decent, but they've come off the back of a serious defeat to South Africa, who are, in my opinion, the team that are going to win this World Cup. Okay. So that's not necessarily a huge thing, but they're really not in the best of shape. And I think at this stage in the tournament, Ireland at 3-1 are value.
Okay, fair enough. Are there any other markets that have jumped out? Of course, we've got all the headline offers. Chris Gayle to be the top West Indies batsman and West Indies to win at 3-1. Ed Joyce to be the top Irish batsman and Ireland to win at 12-1. We've got total match boundaries, total match sixes, total match wides, etc. Any of the other markets standing out to you?
Well, this match is going to be played in decent weather, I think, and it's also a very good batting track. So I think there's going to be runs in the match. So any bets which is overs on the runs, overs on the boundaries, would interest me, because I think it's going to be a reasonably high scoring game. Chris Gayle to be the leading run scorer in West Indies to win, I'd probably question both of those two, because you know Chris Gayle is a phenomenal player, but if you put your life on him, you're going to be dead most of the time, because he comes off once in a blue moon. Marlon Samuels would be my man in the West Indies batting lineup to be their top scorer. I think he's a very, very good player, far more consistent than Gayle. Doesn't get the headlines because he doesn't do the explosive stuff, but I think he would be my bet to be the leading West Indies run scorer. If you look down the Irish team, Ed Joyce and Will Porterfield are kind of leading the market there, but they're both proven county players. Ed Joyce actually played for England in a number of one-day internationals. But I'll probably go further down the list. I mean, Kevin O'Brien, who I mentioned earlier, I think he's value in there. He can come in down the order when the balls are a bit older and hit the boundaries. And Niall O'Brien will get you some value. He's a kind of seasoned county pro. Used to be a keeper for Ireland, but has given up the gloves, plays as a specialist batsman now. Knows his own game. If Ireland do come under the pump early, lose a few wickets, Niall O'Brien's the man that's going to repair the damage, so he'd be good value to come in later on and be the leading scorer.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Before we move on then to the New Zealand-Scotland game, is there anything else in this one for you?
I quite fancied, right down the bottom of the list, total match runouts, over 1.5. The West Indies are known to get frustrated. Ireland we'll go into this trying to frustrate them, trying to kind of shore up the runs. If the West Indies, if it doesn't go to plan to them, for them, I can see some a bit of disarray. If Ireland are then chasing, or the West Indies are chasing later on, there could be some run outs. Over 1.5, 7-4, I think it is, stands out to me.
Okay, fair enough then. Over 1.5 total match run outs available at 7-4, and as James mentioned, right at the very bottom of the betting on the West Indies Ireland game. We'll move ahead then to Monday evening's game, which is New Zealand take on Scotland. It's 1-25 for New Zealand, 10-1 for Scotland. Is this one going to be more of a foregone conclusion than the last?
I think that's pretty. The odds on this are pretty, relevant to the to the actual match itself. You know, if New Zealand play Scotland, the current New Zealand side are in very good shape, and a lot of people fancy them to go right to the end of the tournament. I can certainly see them getting to the last four. Scotland are a decent side, but that's all they are, and they are an affiliate nation. New Zealand should pummel them. Yeah. 1-25 is probably quite good value, really, on them, because you know they play them 100 times, they won't lose. Very many of those. Okay. So I think New Zealand on the outrights at 125. I mean, you're not going to be able to back them. If you put them into an acca, it'll bump it up a little bit. But New Zealand should win this because they come into this tournament in really good shape. They've already won their first game. Their batting lineup is really strong. Their bowling lineup is really strong. And I think Scotland are going to struggle to stay with them.
Okay. All right. Where else is the value in this one? Because as you say, 1-25, it's good acca material, but it won't be everybody's price for a single. Where else would you be looking?
I looked down the Scottish run scorers because obviously they're going to score some runs even if they get pummeled. Callum McLeod leads that. He's a very good player. He's 4-1 to be the leading scorer. Carl Coetzer, though, seasoned county pro, an attacking player. I like him at 9-2 to be the leading scorer for Scotland. And Ian Wardlaw, a guy I know quite well because he played for Yorkshire for a while. He's a very good bowler. And I think he could be the leading bowler for Scotland. I think he's got some experience now in the county game. He's played a lot for Scotland, and I think he's the guy to throw the ball to if they're in trouble, which they're likely to be at some stage in this game.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Then we're not priced up at the time of recording on the bowlers, but I'm sure we will be in due course. Anything else you like in this game?
I can't see anything else that really stands out in this one. It's probably one I'd probably avoid from a betting perspective because it is so one-sided. The value would be in the New Zealand runs. They're unlikely to lose a huge amount of wickets. So you look at the top order to score you the runs, the Kane Williamsons and the like. He's a fantastic player. So that's where I'd be looking. Brendan McCullum can come in and hit the ball around. So those two would be the highlights for me in terms of the batting. But these two sides have played each other twice. New Zealand have absolutely pummeled them both times. And I think this will be a third.
All right, fair enough then. Just before we wrap up, if you could just sum up then a couple of your best bets for the cricket action on Sunday and Monday.
I think I fancy Ireland to beat the West Indies. I think West Indies are there for the taking. And I think, I like the total match run outs because I think there's been confusion in the West Indies preparation to this, and there could be confusion in their running. So total match run outs, over 1.5 at 7-4. But I think anything pro-New Zealand against Scotland is the way to go. They should, if everything's equal, absolutely annihilate them.
Okay, fantastic stuff. Then there we are, the thoughts of James Butler ahead of the two cricket matches on Sunday and Monday evening. Thank you very much for joining me on the preview, James, and good luck with those bets.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.